Welcome to Primary Attribute, where our Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Cool Vons, and we all use the he, him pronouns. The Vons is our little furry fox folk buddies, and they're just dealing with this ant infestation. And well, the ants have, we're just finishing up with the ants.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And I think that Jesse is just glad that nobody went down in that fight, except Vons, who then came back up.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. I'm currently melded with Sidroa, so we are known as Weldroa. We answer to any pronouns because, you know, we're a monster. And I don't want to talk about the ants.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold spelunker pilot guy thing. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're just soldiering on.
All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. It can be your project for today or this weekend, and it'll be fun, I promise. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would. It's very short. We fought ants, a lot of ants, and we won ultimately in the end because Grix made a bad dead ant smell and the remaining ones ran away. And then we moved on. We kept going down into the depths of the arcs to find the pilot room. And maybe the homunculus and maybe Wizard Dave, who we're looking for.
It's always nice to have a reminder of who we're looking for.
We're looking for Wizard Dave.
How could you forget the great Wizard Dave?
Delving for Dave.
Yeah, that's what they'll call this arc.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, all right, Dave Delvers. You have before you three ant tunnels upon. Quickly examining them, because I'm not going to make you do every yard of scouting. They do eventually tie into each other a little bit up as you poke your heads in, but you do need to get your way out of this ant warren hill thing. So I need wisdom checks. Any two of you can make them to try to keep yourself going the right direction.
I will make one.
Okay.
I do not need to make one, and I don't have access to my...
Oh, you don't have access to your character sheet, huh?
No, I don't.
Quick, your chance to lie. I have a 20 in everything.
I'll do the best I can, but geez.
I got a nat 1.
I rolled a natural 20.
I don't know shit.
So I need to resolve a nat 1 and a natural 20 yep. together, do I?
Yep.
Jessie got distracted.
Apparently.
She thought she heard a squirrel, and she was very confused about why there would be a squirrel under the mountain.
Squirrel just looks vaguely offended at you as you express this statement.
Oh no, Jessie knows not to say anything. She used her inside her head voice, as she's been coached to do by Kindness.
Yeah, so what are we, are you still thinking?
I'm still thinking.
Okay, no problem.
Not one would have overridden anything, but a nat 20 is...
also would override anything.
Exactly. So they're currently fighting. All right. Well, first things first.
Do we just average them out? Nat 10.5.
0.5 makes all the difference. No. All right. So, Jesse, you're bravely leading the way. And you're pretty sure you've got this place figured out. There's no way there would be any... tricky slopes or twisting tunnels or anything like that. You've got a good sense of direction. You don't work underground, but how hard could it be?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When wisdom fails.
You do all manage to not run into any ants over the course of your day. Apparently, you've either wandered off the main paths or they're still afraid of you, because at least some of you probably still stink of dead ant. And they've gotten the word out. But you've been going for a while by now. And then with this, you get to the point where you would normally be wrapping up your day and finding a place to camp. Was it Grix or Steamboat Willie that got the natural 20?
Grix.
Grix, you spot, as you all are going, we are tired, we are not making it out of here today. unless we want to push on and, you know, risk exhaustion. You spot a small side tunnel that is a little bit tucked away. Looks like the ants kind of built some stuff up around it.
So ant structures?
Yeah, basically it looks like you find something that looks like the ants were kind of trying to plug a hole, but it fell away over time. And you find a small natural cavern that you think you could all, small is relative here, that you think you could all hole up in for the night and be out of the ant path and have minimal risk of having your sleep interrupted.
Oh, have we been down here that long? That it's time to
sleep? I mean, you've gone down several levels. You had the big fight in that core room. You went through the ant tunnels, had a big fight with ants, and now you've been lost for a couple hours. So yeah.
Fair enough. I just couldn't tell if that was like a mid-afternoon sort of thing or a it's sleep time.
I'm assuming you're essentially wrapping up around kind of what would be sunset, think like 6 p.m. or something for making camp, healing people up.
Okay.
Time gets squishy down in the tunnels.
Sure.
And the other thing, Rix, I think you realize as part of that natural 20 is as you kind of start reaching this point of the day, you spot something that makes you realize that Jesse has accidentally led all of you in a circle.
Oh.
So you know how to avoid that path tomorrow.
Sure.
And avoid getting lost in the same way.
There may be
further knock-on effects to both checks, but
yeah, I'll protect their pride and not point it out directly, but you know, maybe we go this way tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, why?
Oh, dude, that looks familiar.
Oh, you've been down this way before?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of us recently. It's fine.
Yeah, Wealthy filed some tickets about safety violations involving a giant chasm and ants. So, you know, send people down and check it out occasionally.
I thought you ignored all my safety violations.
I read them, and then I make judgment calls about where to allocate our resources.
I'm surprised, because I just feel like Jesse clearly has no ego about anything.
Other people are projecting their having of egos on.
Yeah, I guess.
What a rich psychological tapestry we have woven in our story. But all right, so you guys go, you start getting set up. All right, watch orders. Who wants to be on watch? Well, the answer is all the player characters, but in what order, in what pairings?
Oh God, there's so many of us. We could each like do a half hour watch. This is great.
Franny will take the middle watch.
Done.
Well, because that's three whole characters.
Yeah. It's four if you count the sphere.
Oh, God, that's right. I don't count the spear.
It was requested, so I'll see what I can do.
I don't personally count the spear as a character because you don't actively tell us what the spear is saying.
Yes, I love
that's
you.
Why I don't count the spear.
I was gonna say, it kept getting left various places.
I don't know. We'll go, Grix and Steamboat will go early. It doesn't, yeah.
I think each of us just takes an hour and then assume that other people will take an hour next time. Mm-hmm. There's 21 of us.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to make you guys do everything. It's mostly if you all wanted to pair yourselves up with another player character or a specific NPC, that would be useful.
lead to talking.
Yes. The forbidden art of role-playing game.
Well, why don't I take Mir?
Oh, boy. Will we actually get to hear from Mir? Because that would be very interesting.
Mir has spoken occasionally. And of course, Balthy has chosen has chosen the one character that's verbal tick is talking slowly. So this is going to get interesting. All right. Vaughn's original recipe. Uh-huh. Who do you want to hang out with?
Who do I want to hang out with? Oh, we have to pick. Well, who are we closest to?
Physically or emotionally?
I can give you a list again of everybody who is here.
Dude, I'm looking at the icons on this thing.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's a long list.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, that's right.
That's not even everybody. That was the fan card.
Okay, here's everybody. Green, Alara, Shield, Jaspar, Enya, Harper, Lucky, Squirrello, Aramith, Alvin, May, Cog, Zykra, Odysseus, FM, and Mir. And then the six PCs.
Okay.
So if you can think of anyone that you want to hang out with on watch, hint, maybe Green. Because you think you're still dating.
I was thinking Greenwood volunteered. I will go on watch with Cool Vons and not know why, because that episode's not canon.
We can make anything canon.
I mean, I do, but I feel like I should be discouraged in this behavior.
We all shipped that. We all were like, holy shit, what's going on?
Anyway. So I think Vaughn's, wait, did you say Lucky was here?
Yeah,
Lucky's yes. Here.
There's Lucky. Lucky is near Cool Vaughn's already, right?
This is not a representation of your camping area.
That's that map is not relevant anymore.
That's from the battle.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody's just like hanging out in a campfire kind of situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a hole.
All right. Well, OG Vons likes to be close to S.H.I.E.L.D.
We just want to know who you want to go on watch with.
Yeah.
OG Vons and S.H.I.E.L.D. All right. Then Cool Vons and...
Cool Vons, I think, wants to hang out with Lucky.
Okay.
He's still learning stuff about that. I don't know if Lucky and S.H.I.E.L.D. are hanging out with each other, but those are the associations right now.
Well, I mean, she's his aunt. Surely they have some kind of relationship.
Yeah.
In many ways, S.H.I.E.L.D. is probably around more often than OG Vons is.
Yeah, OG Vons definitely wants to check in with S.H.I.E.L.D., make sure he's doing okay, make sure he's eating well.
Great question.
Yeah.
Important questions for your important child, your growing child.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And by that, I mean your child who can occasionally grow and like reshape themselves into a dragon.
Yes.
The shape of a dragon. Proud. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't actually talk about the paternal relationship directly. That's, they don't get into that actually, just like, you know, he just wants to make sure he's doing okay. Sounds too much like
they.
Yeah,
but say,
yeah, reminder, S.H.I.E.L.D. mostly uses they them.
Right, yeah. But yeah, Vaughn's
there's no gender in Draconic. This is canon now because I feel like it.
That's fair.
Draconic is not a romance language.
It's a whole procedure just to find out what sex they are. I mean,
you'll never find that out.
No, I imagine not. But yeah, acknowledging a paternal relationship sounds too much like responsibility for Vaughn, so that's just going to have to wait.
Jesus Christ. All right. Jesse, who do you want to hang out with?
I think I want to hang out with... I like Harper. We'll just hang out with Harper.
Okay. Steamboat Willie.
God, I don't know. The Defended Delves crew.
All right. Last but not least, Grix.
Yeah, also any of the Defended Delves crew. I don't, yeah. No strong desire.
All right. Steamboat Willie gets Laura. Grix gets Green.
Great.
Let's see here. And then I need, D20 rolls from all of you. One for each of your characters. Don't add anything to it. Just tell me what you get and which character it's for.
7 Grix, 20 Steamboat.
Jesse is a 13.
Well, looks like OG got a 10 and New Vons got a 6. Or Cool Vons. They're the same age.
I believe we started to call him Baja Blast Vons.
Did we?
Somebody liked that one.
Okay. I really liked that one from when we were talking earlier.
All right.
And Weldro, what did you get in your D20 roll?
Because I did roll my D20. Here. I got a 3.
All right. Well then. Cool Vons.
Bah.
You and Lucky are on watch. Everyone else has bedded down. This is not the most comfortable space to sleep in. Nice and cool. That's something. Little damp, that's less of a thing, but everyone here seems used to it. I imagine you are getting used to it.
Yeah, at home we have these things called sleeping bags. Do those exist around here?
Uh-huh. We're good. We got stuff.
Bedrolls, okay. Sleeping bags, whatever. Yeah, you guys have some pretty decent camping stuff because you have not been forced to abandon the cart yet. So, which may not ever happen. I just know it's been a running concern. So You currently have the luxuries. It's like car camping.
Yeah, but this, you know, this bedroll, it's like, I mean, my one at home, that was made by like Coleman, right? My parents bought it. It was like really thick and full of feathers. These are full of feathers, but their feathers are weird. Are the feathers here weird? How'd that happen?
They're ant feathers.
Out of all chicken feathers. Or it's just probably quilted layers of cloth. I don't know which one is more resource intensive, actually. At any rate, yeah, it's not the same. And where's that beloved plasticky sheen that you should get on all your sleeping pads?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all right. I mean, feathers kind of creep me out anyway. Not sure why.
But all right. So
anyway, you're sleeping. Sleepy time.
Yep. Lots of you are sleeping. Yeah. It's great. Never slept better on a rock in your life, by which I mean it's uncomfortable, but you live in a city of stone, so everyone who's not sojourning here from the Green Day universe or the surface is very used to this.
All gone adventuring before, and
also that
Steamboat and Baja Blast were literally going camping when met.
Yeah, but they had a van.
I mean, it really is weird that there's no dirt. No dirt. It's just dust.
The dirt and man certainly does not live down here. Yeah.
The search for Dirt Man continues. All right. But cool Vons, you are on watch with Lucky. Everyone else is asleep. You are watching an entrance.
All right. So, like, how was your childhood? Like, I'm still learning about this Vons other Von me, kind of. I'm still learning about how all of this. I mean, this is like a whole thing, right? Like, what's his damage?
Oh, so it's not my childhood. It's Cool Vons, or Original Recipe Vons' childhood. I don't know where I picked up that name.
My nose is bleeding.
So I quickly wipes the blood off her nose. I'm not 100% sure. I was pretty young when he decided to just like leave and go live in a hole and come back less and less. I kind of had to track him down afterwards. Like, I went to him. He didn't come find us. You'd occasionally leave Christmas presents, by which I mean solstice presents, goddammit, my nose.
Yeah, we call it Christmas.
But like, never come in. It was very sad actings. You know, trope stuff. Yeah, I mean, our older siblings are very like, we're successful, we settled down, we had kids, so I don't know if Vons was like happy being around that, but
yeah, like he doesn't seem mad about it or anything, right? Like He just doesn't say anything. It's weird.
He seems kind of opt out of most of the stuff he doesn't like.
Oh, just opt out.
Yeah, like, you know, ignore it, brush it off, not talk about it.
Okay. Well,
make someone else do it, you know.
Yeah, I think we've seen some of that. He's not like secretly mad at me or anything, right?
I mean, I don't think so. What do you think he'd be mad at you about?
He just doesn't say much. Like, we've kind of hung out a little bit, but he really doesn't say much.
I mean, he's kind of always
does like he that. Say anything to you? Like, I'm not trying to be insecure or anything here, just
he asks me how the brewery's doing.
He doesn't say much except when he says so fucking much.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can really get him going, but for me it's usually, how's the brewery doing? Did we make any money? And then he like wanders off. Well, sometimes he trains me in alchemy things, so that's, he talks more then.
Yeah, I asked him a bit about the alchemy thing one time, and he just, like, started... He said something about Bjartels, and that was about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he got a little ranty.
It's a pharmaceutical company. He hates them. Convinced it's a conspiracy. He used to sell medicines and toiletries of questionable provenance and quality off a crate around the corner from a Bjartels, and railed against them mightily.
Yeah, we got people who do stuff like that where I'm from too, and well, they really are hard to trust.
Yeah,
people who deal in drugs. Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, on like television and shit, it's weird. I'm trying to remember what era though.
You can call anything a supplement.
Yeah, was that like the Fen-Phen era?
No, I think Fen-Phen was an actual drug.
It remains an actual drug, I'm sure, but.
No,
like there was a period where it was kind of being hawked on television, or do I have that wrong?
I can't remember.
We're talking about like that, not American Idiot, or was it American Idiot? Was that the era, 2005.
No, I mean,
I would have to look it up, and I can't do that right now because my computer hates everything.
I can say from the vague bits I know, I think FenFen might have been a little bit earlier. If I'm piecing together what you're talking about.
It might have been earlier.
I think FenFen was like the 80s and 90s.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Cool Vons would at least know. So, yeah, like, sometimes people would sell this stuff to everybody, and then you'd hear about it on television later in, like, a class action lawsuit. Do you guys have class action lawsuits up here?
Our legal system is vague and complicated at the best of times. So, no, not really.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about vague and complicated legal systems.
We're very judge-driven and kind of just... This place used to be a military fort, so there isn't a lot of
time. So it's just like whatever the military says is what happens?
Not quite. It's just more they weren't super interested in developing it. And so it's very minimalist. Not in a military tribunal grr kind of way, just in a things are usually resolved pretty quickly.
Hmm.
Like there's not many levels to go to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why Vons hasn't been stopped yet.
I think he also bribed the guards. Well, also bribed the peace minders in his area. At least about his hole in the ground.
That makes a hole in the ground?
Yeah. He lives in a hole. In a park.
Oh. Thought he lives in a brewery.
He does now.
Oh.
At one point he just dug himself a den. Had his alchemy stuff down there. Not really good ventilation.
The fumes.
Yeah. He would just go unconscious sometimes.
Uh-huh.
He tried to teach me it was part of the process, but I decided to not believe him. Shocking, I know.
Was there noticeable brain damage?
Well, he wasn't around as much, so...
Huh.
I think so, but it's hard to say for sure. It wasn't like I was asking advanced math questions when I was, 12.
Right. Yeah. Oh, all right. So now you know alchemy stuff, though.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Not as good as he does, but I'm picking it up. Got to keep the store stocked and, we can bring stuff in from other people, but it's way more expensive.
Mm.
And Clive cuts me pretty good deals. So, yeah, spent a lot of time brewing curing potions and lots of minor stuff.
Clive must be your, supplier or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Badger guy, big backpack, clumps around selling ingredients. Occasionally mans the store.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He must be manning the store now.
Yeah. We took a lot of people who are normally on staff with us on this little adventure. So, yep, he's on the rotation. Mitt used to do it a lot, but he's on the ground fucking raising an army or something.
And someday he'll come back looking for his creator.
Played by Rucker Hauer.
Played by Rucker Hauer.
Still looks the same. It's just Rucker Hauer's doing the voice acting now.
Yeah, I vaguely remember hearing about this. I don't think I've seen canon check. Has Cool Vons seen the new
sword sprinters?
Well, no, he wasn't in that at all, was he?
That's also out of sight.
But has Cool Vons seen the new what do we even call it? It's like a fort that they're building down there or something, right?
Oh,
second base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, you went there, I think, as you guys were about to head back up. I think you and Steamboat Willie both went there and tried to help out.
Right.
Yeah. You came with Jesse when Jesse went to check up on them.
Right.
And that was when you met Green, and Green was like, that's not Vons.
Yeah.
He's showing an interest. It can't possibly be Vons.
Hmm. You think Green is having double Vons fantasies yet? No?
No.
Green probably didn't have Vons fantasies in the first place.
I think until she found out about your yeah.
I think that Green was like, oh, maybe he's a nice project for me. And then realized... Oh, I actually don't want a project.
And or people should not be projects. I should knock the shit off.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I can have a hobby boyfriend. Oh, actually, this is really emotionally expensive. I don't want to do that. Oh, no, but now I bought all this stuff. Sorry. I've extended the metaphor too far.
I love it.
Zero. But objection. It doesn't not fit.
That metaphor became a moving target pretty quick.
Sorry.
No, way to roll with it, though.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay. So, yeah. Wait, we weren't actually talking about green in the Lucky Vaughn's conversation yet. But no. Yeah, so is it really just Tim down there at the
Mitt.
At the base? Mitt. Where did I get Tim from?
Was that Adam or was that...
Oh, that was Adam, yeah.
Okay.
Was it really just Mitt down there at the base?
But last time I was down there, you know, contacting everyone you all had ever talked to see who wanted to go on your little adventure and getting far more yeses than I expected. He's got people. Jasper came up, but...
Oh, is he like, pardon me, I don't really understand the automaton. Wait, is he an automaton? Like, he's a little robot guy.
Yeah, automaton.
He's a construct.
Yeah.
Is that like a race? Is that like a kind of people? A culture? Do they have a culture here?
It seems kind of varied depending on like who made them and why, and everything's kind of mushy here, culture wise. Like,
yeah.
There's a couple.
See, where I'm from, we avoid making stuff like that because we're worried about it taking over the Earth and, you know, self-replicating. Like, I don't think they'll ever develop a true AI, though. That would be dangerous if computers really started thinking for themselves or doing creative work.
Well, I don't know what half those words mean, but assuming it's like constructs, they haven't exactly taken over the world yet, so we're probably safe.
But
they can build
more constructs, right?
Not that we've seen. Like, constructs have magic in them, and I've never seen a construct that can really use magic outside of, like, maybe one or two very specific things, like how Wealthy Sidroa Weldroa FM Edition has the, like, the wand. There are some constructs that can do stuff like that, where it's, like, one specific thing, but from what I understand, construct magic is elaborate and rare. Not a lot of them really get made.
Huh.
Which doesn't seem to bother them.
Well, that sounds like a very handy deus ex machina. That,
what language is that?
That movie doesn't exist here either. Yeah. Well, interesting. Yeah. It's probably smart that they can't, like, reproduce themselves, although maybe they find that limiting.
Yeah. I mean, probably.
Like, if two constructs love each other very much, can they build a baby?
Not that I've known about, but it doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Huh. Are we stoned right now, or is this just how I talk?
That's just how you talk.
It might be the oxygen deprivation. We're pretty high up.
Oh. And those weird gas balls, those did do something, didn't they? Maybe some of that shit's still floating around in the air.
Yeah, maybe. Well, all right. We will call that particular one there. But all right. So you head back to sleep, and, well, Droa.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to your watch. We may be doing this slightly out of order.
Yeah, I'm Frimey. Frimey wakes up and goes over to the... Being an elf just wakes up glorious and glamorous and walks over to the side of the fire. Oh, and I'm talking to Mir. I don't know
and
why
Mir
I think Mir.
Also joins you. There's companionable silence between the two of them until you wish to speak. Because both of them strike me as exactly the kind of people who would, like, nod at each other.
Basically, that's what we do. We nod, and we have really nothing to say to one another.
At one point, FM gets out the sphere and starts maintaining it, because you made him carry it. So whatever, I guess. And as soon as that Weldroa-covered hand touches the sphere, you hear a voice in your head.
Uh-huh.
Well, your shared head. Oh, hello, it's you again, and... New person. Hello.
Yes. Well, it's me, Wealthy, and Sidroa the monster, and because I can't think of anything better to call him. And this is Framey.
You too.
At some point, they're going to demand a name that doesn't feel like a portmanteau and perhaps legal representation.
Framey just says, "Oh, good, I can hear all of this." This is what I wanted of my evening. Goes back to sharpening the spear. Yeah, so how did you end up in this?
Me?
Strange mental space, yes.
It's a long story, and people should go back and listen to other episodes so that I don't have to cover it. But this
stop long story... getting blood in our shared mind space.
but the short version is my body got squashed and Citroa rescued me, and then we lost our skeleton, and now we're serving as armor for Frymeath.
I don't suppose you think this Frymeath is some great hero who might be worthy of my true name after wielding me against evils.
I think if anybody were going to be some great hero worthy of your true name after wielding you against great evil, it would be Frymeath.
Several governmental bodies might disagree with you on that one.
Yeah, but those governmental bodies are in another dimension and they don't have any say. And really, the spear has all of the say in who is the great and worthy person. And you're a good guy.
It's an audio medium, so you can't hear this, but there is an eyebrow raise. Like, are you sure about that?
I don't think... I'm going to ask the spear this. Does being a great hero require that you be flawless?
Absolutely not.
Well, there you go, Frymeath.
Does it require true intention in my heart and bravery and other such things? Not necessarily. It kind of depends. A lot of people grow into it.
There you go.
Wealthy, we should still defeat evil.
Yes, we definitely want to defeat evil. We definitely want to defeat evil. Hey, I was kind of busy, but were any of the those ants or those leathery balls, were any of those evil? Or were they just what they are?
They were just what they are.
Okay.
They're animals, essentially. And evil is something of a choice in most cases.
Okay.
And then there's demons, and then it gets really complicated, but, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about demons.
It is nice to hear that balls are not inherently evil.
Yeah.
Yes, whatever happened to that demon?
You don't know anything about the demons. I haven't spoken to a demon since I trudged off and picked you up, so.
Well, you could reset the clock.
Oh, shit! God damn it! I shouldn't have said anything!
Oh, yeah, you've been watching me make choices, eating some popcorn. It's been great. How you been? Well, I've been here the whole time. You've been pretty bad.
I'm sorry, did Wealthy just lose the game or something? Like, is that what just happened?
I don't think...
Missy's been along for the ride this whole time. It's just waiting for an opening and, you know, waiting for you to somehow get yourself even more dire straits.
It just very much like Wealthy was playing the game and lost.
I mean, that's not what happened either.
I am not in any kind of dire straits. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I want a body?
No, I am welded. Yes, I am welded to Sidroa. And now we walk around with a portmanteau name. And and we lost a skeleton. And so consequently, we are serving as armor for Frymeath. But we're doing just fine. We're doing just fine.
I don't believe you in the least.
Just fine.
Could get you a skeleton. It's cheaper.
No, we don't need a skeleton. Does Sidroa hear me talking to... can Sidroa sense this person?
Yes.
Okay. And...
Before you ask, she cannot be consumed.
Why not?
She is a creature in your mind space. It would be like trying to consume the projection of the spear.
Oh, so she's not actually here. She's just... But you could eat a demon?
If we encounter one in the physical world, yes. I mean, do you want like an enemies list? We got those.
No, we don't need an enemies list. We'll find evil on our own.
But this would be faster.
Yeah, well, screw you. Because of you, I'm in this mess to start with. Sorry, Sidroa.
Because of me?
Not.
Speak on that. Elaborate.
What, Mindy? Yeah, you told me to go. You told me I was using my halfling nature to avoid going on adventures. So I told you, fuck you, and I went on an adventure, and now I'm here.
And then you met Cedrilla, who you clearly got along with.
Yeah, Cedrilla's a pretty cool kind of, what do I call it? Person. It's a cool person. But this is not ideal for either one of us.
Just saying, I didn't tell you to go get stomped by a giant corrupted creature.
No, I did that all by myself because, as I have said many times, I came out of that goddamn dream because I thought everything was fine. Everything seemed to be fine. I was distinctly feeling fine about everything, and obviously nothing was as fine as I thought it was.
Oh no, Kelly's letting herself get riled up by the demon rap again.
Would you like
everything? I wonder what's going to happen this time.
Would you like everything to feel fine again?
No, I will get out of this mess myself. Cedrilla will be very helpful. I'm sure Frymeath would like us to get out of this mess. And
yes.
we will do fine without any help from you. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm always a call away if you need me.
Just don't get any help from whiskey or too much beer.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant young whiskey.
Young whiskey is an upstanding citizen.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what are you talking about? Young whiskey was quite helpful and like really kind of a bro.
NPC with the shortest amount of screen time and the longest half-life for no reason whatsoever.
They've been cask aging.
Sure. At some point, young whiskey will become old whiskey and we'll be like, hey, it's old whiskey.
Well, I'm always just a desperate plea away should you change your mind or, you know, not want to die. We're good at that.
Well, fuck you. Go away. Leave me alone.
Well, now I'm tempted to just sit here to be annoying, but fine. I'm off.
Damn it. I thought they would had forgotten me for just a little bit.
We never do that. It's kind of our thing.
Oh, go away. Okay, well, I guess we're going to have to deal with some stuff, but Jesus Christ.
Are you actually, though, this time? Because who?
Well, I can't deal with it right now. We're looking for Dave.
Yes, that's true. That's fair.
Many great heroes can multitask. Well, multitasking is a myth, but you get what I mean.
That's not this group of fucking weirdos. We've never multitasked a day in our lives.
We can only do one thing at a time, and it takes us forever. But yeah, I'm.
We can multitask if we split the party again.
Let me just draw a line across this room.
So long as our goddamn it, what's the word? So long as our roles are appropriate, we can. God, what is, initiative? There we go. We can multitask so long as we have the initiative.
That's right.
We just have to roll twice.
Yeah, fair.
But all right, Wealthy, anything else you want to talk about with this fine group of people?
Mir, you doing okay?
I didn't die. The goat is fine. The cart is fine. And everyone has been healed up, at least somewhat. So yes, actually.
Okay, good to know.
This could have gone much worse.
That is very true. What's the goat's name?
Mir makes a noise. That sounds a lot like a goat noise.
Okay, well.
But I tend to call him William.
William? Okay, we'll call him William. Surely enough time has passed now.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right.
Because he's a willy goat. I don't know what that was.
That makes sense. No. I like it. Don't ever apologize.
No, willy goat's cute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Grix.
Yeah.
It is time for your watch.
Cool.
You're on watch with Green.
Great. Hey, Green. How's it going? Haven't talked in a while.
Hey, good. We didn't all die. That was neat.
Hmm? Want some ant leg?
Yeah, sure. Crunching noise.
Yep.
So Cool Vons is pretty good with that sword, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there goes the Bechdel test.
Shut up.
didn't pass the Bechdel test immediately.
Because Grix is a boy?
Because Grix is a man?
So true.
Not dying's good. Baja Blast is he's pretty solid.
Oh, is that what we're calling him now?
That's what people told me. I don't know. I was out of it.
Okay. Well, he's asleep, so we can't exactly ask him.
No, that's fine. I mean, you can call him whatever. He'll answer to anything. I mean, honestly, both of them will.
Oh, yeah. How have you been doing? It's seemed like you've gone through a lot.
It's a stressful time. There's a lot going on, and we're in a, I mean, there's just so much to do.
Yeah, but hopefully with the core stuff, we'll get some of it sorted out, or at least know what we can do.
Yeah.
So what do we do if we can't fix it?
We land. We find a place. It'll be all right. There's a lot of places to go down there, actually. I mean, yeah. It's really not that bad.
It's really big. It's kind of weird when you're out there, but
yeah. It's like, I don't know. I got kind of fixated sometimes on how big it was. Like it was a little scary.
Well, if you had to land it, what kind of place would you want it to be? And I'm not talking about like defensible or whatever. Forest person. Well, I guess we're kind of bringing the mountain with us. So mountain person sort of applies. Island, hot, cold, snow.
Island is good because the corruption has trouble with water. We're all pretty well adapted these days to like living real high up. So on top of a mountain might be good too. Like mountain on a mountain. Because when we were at sea level, I think is what they call it. Like it was kind of warm and humid, muggy.
I mean, yeah, but I felt like I could run forever. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah. So much oxygen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Wherever's good. I mean, someplace that we can grow stuff, have space to move around. And if we can go in that valley, that'd be good too. Cause it was safe, or at least we could figure out how to spread the safe.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded pretty nice.
Yeah. What about you? What do you want to, what's your hopes for land or like, would you rather keep living up here? Would you rather move down there?
I mean, don't get me wrong. We're finding some weird places right now, but like, I'd like to go explore down there. I think there's just so much of it. And we kind of don't remember a lot of it at this point.
Yeah, it's true.
And so, you know, well, maybe it's not truly undiscovered. Be cool to go out, meet any people who are living there and just see everything.
Yeah, for sure. There's also lots of stuff that's happened since then. So like, even though it is there are things that are undiscovered to us because like we didn't know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also maybe it's a little macabre, but I think exploring some of the cities that have been abandoned would be really neat. See what we can find. Hopefully find some cool stuff from the old world, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Not that I think we should like recreate it or anything. Just kind of useful knowledge, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I don't think anything in the culture survived from the old world. I think like everyone's got their new stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Be more of an archaeological thing. You know, taking things, putting them in museums, assuming no original owners could be found, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's just a lot to do. And even if we go down there, like we gotta, you know, I don't know, it'll change everything.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will adjust super well. I can't be pessimistic. It's just, yeah. I don't know.
No, I got you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll all work out if we work hard enough. Or at least then we did as the best we could, and that's kind of worth something too.
Sure. So what's up with you and Vons these days?
You know, I keep meaning to ask one of you that question too, because as far as I can tell, he kind of forgot about that we were dating. And I don't know, when someone doesn't check in with you past a certain point, or seem to care in any way, it's a little easier to kind of drop it, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It happens.
Well, glad you're still hanging out with us, though.
Yeah. Y'all are cool. And it's not like Vons is, you know, evil or anything. It's just slightly weird, but it's also a one-sided weird, which honestly makes it weirder, actually.
Fair. Yeah, gotcha.
But, you know, I keep being involved, keep doing the cool stuff, and, you know, things happen. And at least this way, I'm not getting gifts of jars of teeth anymore.
Jars? Plural? Okay.
Yeah, it happened a couple times.
Okay.
They were interesting teeth, don't get me wrong, but like...
Sure. Yeah, who doesn't love interesting teeth?
Yeah. A little hard to explain to your family when they visit, though.
Yeah.
Why these jars of teeth? They're not mine. Well, they are mine, but they're not my teeth, but Yeah, my mom made a weird face.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well.
How about you? You secretly been seeing anybody?
No. My last girlfriend turned out to be part of an evil corruption conspiracy. Not a corruption conspiracy, just a conspiracy. So, taking a break.
Well, happened to the best of us.
Yeah.
Plenty of non-conspiracy fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Sounded like you were going to wrap up there.
Yeah, I didn't have anything else.
Okay. And last but not least, for this session at least, Jesse, you're up.
So, Harper.
Yes?
Like, how are you being up here? Because, like, I know when I go down to the ground, I feel very powerful. But I bet it's the opposite, because you're, like, always on the ground, and now you're, like, way up in the air.
Yeah, air's been a little thin. But I try to keep my cardio up even on the ship, so, you know, it's not too bad.
Oh.
Assuming we don't run any long distances, I think I'll be okay. And I'm sure I'll adjust, even in the couple days before we left. Improved a lot, so.
Yeah.
And it's been nice being on places that don't float in the ocean. Don't get me wrong, I love my ship, but I spent a lot of time before the whole, you know, corruption thing, adventuring around, and then suddenly I was just on a boat all the time. And we made a good community, and I'm proud of it, but variety's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we didn't really talk at all after we were in the valley. Was it, like, really weird being back there after fucking forever?
Yeah. I didn't make a, you know, it wasn't a place I spent a ton of time, but it was really strange seeing it so empty after having seen it so much when it wasn't.
I want to take my family there, like, as soon as we can. Maybe start, like, a little seed community for, like, getting people more actively taking care of the bees and shit, you know?
I mean, that sounds like a really good idea to me. Just take care of it, you know? And
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I could trust you and anyone you'd make a family with to do that.
Uh-huh. Did you not meet my family?
Narrator, probably. I don't remember.
I'll be like, oh, if you don't remember, like, kindness is the best. And Hank is the best, and we have these kids that are, like, so cool. You should definitely come around.
Oh, yeah, we met in passing, so. But it'd be good to, like, meet them.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, think about having another family?
Yeah. I've been involved with people from time to time, but nothing ever came of it like that.
Yeah.
And it's a little hard once you end up in charge.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's a little fraught.
Have you ever thought about, like, with all of this, like, stopping being in charge? Like, maybe you could, like, retire or whatever?
Yeah, but anytime I bring it up, people get weird about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, your people are going to be weird about it, probably.
Yeah, being around the whole time and in charge the whole time really also messes that up. Like, God, I have to not mess up, ever. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean. Like,
Jesse, like, bumps shoulders with her and goes, you could mess up with me and I wouldn't be, like, I would be, like, super chill about it.
She gives you the bump back, and it's like, that's good to know, because, oh boy. You go through a traumatic event, you leave to adventure on the seas, the world ends.
I mean, you got a lot of life, but, you know, it's better that you have a lot of life, right?
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Grateful I'm still around. It's just more, things spiraled pretty fast. I kind of thought they'd already spiraled pretty fast, and then suddenly got a lot of responsibility.
Oh, yeah, like, you were, like, on the sea probably when the corruption shit was starting, huh?
Yeah, and, like, we heard about it, you know, ports and stuff. Word was getting around, but it was this weird tilt where it went from some rumor that a couple people had mentioned to, oh, hey, this thing's going on over in that one country, to, hey, that thing's going on over on that one continent, to, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of accelerated. It was disquieting. And especially when you're on the sea for, you know, weeks or months at a time, things kind of jump forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well.
Well, like, if you wanted to retire to the valley with us, that'd be cool, too.
I'll consider it, because that sounds really nice, honestly. Maybe once we finish figuring out this whole thing. Sounds like you all are on
Well, I mean, yes, we have to figure out the whole thing first, but, like, I just think it'd be nice.
Yeah. Save the world, then retire. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Hell of a final project, but a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesse gets like a 1,000-yard stare for a second.
She puts her arm around her shoulders and it's just like, we'll be fine. Just, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. So like, what do you think of like the whole like weird, so many people have stuff talking to them in their head stuff that's going on?
It's weird.
Yeah, right.
Like, stuff happens, but yeah, I mean, never really had anything in my head like that.
Yeah.
There's been stuff that's kind of felt like that, but it hasn't, like, talked to me. I haven't had a dialogue with it, you know? It was just scary stuff that happened once.
And then it stopped and went away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I, like, escaped the situation.
Huh. Like, what? Like, what happened? Like, what?
Well, when I was in the tunnels, once upon a time, I was really hurt. I had heard of something like the pink goop pool.
Oh, yeah.
That the cult has found something like it. Managed to drag myself into it, and was down there a while, and I don't think it worked as good as theirs did, and noises were made. It certainly felt like something was maybe trying to talk in my head, but it might have just been noises in the goo, you know?
That's freaky.
Yeah, it's how I got my ears unpointed.
Oh.
It healed me up. I think it just kind of fit a template.
Fucking what? Uh-huh. Oh my god.
What? <Yeah.
laughs> You poor thing.
It's, well, I'm alive.
She, like, reaches out and, like, kind of obviously signals that she's like gonna touch the ears.
Yeah, Harper kind of pulls some hair, her hair back to let you look at it.
She like touches the like place that like the curve is instead of it being a point.
It feels and looks perfectly healed to you. If you didn't know Harper was not a human, you would never guess.
What? Why?
That's bizarre.
That's creepy as fuck. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, it was kind of an end cap on the whole going into the tunnels thing.
Yeah, I can understand.
Not that I super enjoyed it anyway, but I was trying to find someone, so, you know.
Oh. What do you think happened to them? Just died?
I don't know.
Or, like, got taken by the corruption, or, like...
That's the thing. Last time I saw him, he was heading into the tunnels and going on an adventure, and, Mom, I'll be fine, and then he didn't come back out, but... So I tried to go after him and didn't find him, but didn't find any evidence of him being dead either. So, you know.
I mean, maybe he just like fell down into a, like a crevasse or something.
Yeah, I like to think he's still alive, you know, either found some place down there to live or got back out.
How long ago was that?
Well, I mean, pre the end of the world, but.
Oh.
The half elves are pretty long lived, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not a lot of hope, but I mean. The other thing about that goo is that I have not really aged since then, so...
Like at all? Like even like normal elf age?
Correct.
Oh, that's very upsetting.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I mean, it is what it is. Weirdly, people just kind of accept it after a while.
So like, how old are you then?
Oh, interesting.
Narrator, Ian does not remember. Aaron's very helpful age conversion charts.
Oh, no. Sorry. You don't have to answer.
Well, if I were to convert it into human years, I'd be like 30s, mid to late 30s, I guess, and then just kind of stay there.
Oh, but like.
Oh, you mean like shared numbers? Yeah.
That logbook thingy was published like 400 years before the fall or something, right?
It was a while, yeah, so. Just add the time between that and the fall, 500 years, add that onto my original age, which is, Ian definitely knows, shut up, dear listener. So yeah, pretty old.
Are you like the oldest person that is still alive, maybe?
That's not impossible.
Rude?
That's hot.
Okay, fair enough.
She gives you a playful wink and goes, yeah, it is. Just be immortal. It's easy. Well,
like I said, if you wanted to retire to the valley, me and my family, that'd be chill.
I'll take that under consideration.
Cool. Cool, cool. Well, good talk.
Yeah, good talk. And your shift winds to a close.
Sorry I made it weird again.
No, that was chill. I like that.
Huh?
I mean... It is canonically been established that Jesse is very into her. So
Uh-huh. Sure.
I could see it fitting too. Jesse's a very calming presence, like very uh-huh. solid. It's great. And Harper could definitely use some more people in her life, probably that aren't like, you're in charge. You know what to do. She's like, ha ha.
Well, also, like, one of the spouses is gnomish and they live for a fucking super long time too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I've only gone through some of our watches, but we shall wrap the episode there and we'll pick up next time.
Yay!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Hey, Wit.
Yeah.
Can you put on the list of actings, Terminator?
Yeah.
Just sure. As like an idea on the metadata sheet, because I can't do that right now.
Oh, I didn't realize there. I thought you were teasing. I didn't know there was a.
No. I just mean like at the bottom of the metadata sheet.
Yeah, sure. There's the smallest episode titles and ideas down there.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, if you wanted to include this, this sounds like includable material in our series.